This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Hey, it's Mike Helam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. You know, we were talking about the Texas flooding and everything that's going on there, and Sue was giving you a little bit. There's some really bad weather out west. If you were on the out west portion of our listening area, that is moving through the metro right now. So if you're in some of those low-flying areas, take cover, make some plans, right? Just be aware that this flash flooding stuff is something don't play around with. We've seen what that happened over this weekend. Don't be one of those people. If you see water that is covering the road, don't be a hero. Drive around. Don't drive through. I know you're told this stuff all the time, but yet we eventually see somebody floating down a creek in a truck because they thought they could do it. So, public service message, don't be stupid today. There you go. Want to talk to Curtis Houck, who is joining us right now. He is the managing editor of Newsbusters at Media Research Center. Curtis, how are you, sir?
Hey, Mike, good to be with you and good to be back on 97.1 Talk.
Matt, it's always nice when you're here. You know, you were talking about something that's just got to be in my bonnet right now. And this whole thing about we're going to find ways to blame Donald Trump for anything and everything that possibly happens in the world. And George Stephanopoulos and Dana Bash were two of the big ones on the big media. I say big. I don't know if they're really big anymore, especially with CNN. I mean, let's be honest. I think News Channel 5 has more viewers than CNN does at most points during the day these days. But, man, they are just finding ways to blame him for everything, aren't they?
Right. Also, I mean, there's two things going on. They're trying to blame Donald Trump because that's what they want. They're almost rooting for this. Like, there's no other explanation other than that the partisan poison in their body is preventing them from acknowledging the reality of the situation. You know, you were just talking, you know, telling your listeners about flooding concerns. Here we are in the middle of the afternoon, whereas we're talking about a tragedy that happened in the middle of the night.
Right.
And, you know, this is one of the things that really frustrates me. There's that going on also as well. And you have these national journalists who parachute in and out. You know, your listeners in your area know this, unfortunately, all too well. There's things that happen in a community. The national media parachute in like they're superheroes. They have their main character energy. They're, you know, rejected theater kids, big crews and salaries with their expense accounts, and they try to make it all about them. You know,
Curtis,
I am to find a boogeyman.
Life is
nice and clean.
I cannot let that pass. They are rejected theater kids. I love that. That is probably one of my favorite lines I've heard today.
They think they are their own main character. They think they are the main character of every story. Okay. I mean, they say that, you know, they don't want to be part of the story at this point. You know, this is why a lot of local journalists have way more respect in the eyes of just the general public than national journalists, because once you reach, you know, the upper echelons of network news, or you reach some of the top five local markets, you reach a point, you know, and I think everybody understands it's kind of about you at this point. I mean, yes, we all want to succeed professionally, but there's just something about the national spotlight that draws people in like bugs in this icky, humid summers. And that's what we're seeing here. They're trying to blame somebody for this when the reality is this happened in the middle of the night. And, oh, what about emergency alerts or sirens? No, I mean, if you don't have your TV on, you don't have your radio on, you're not going to know. I mean, I will say, though, credit Pete Sessions just a few minutes ago on CNN noted that there was also a Boy Scout camp along the river, and he hasn't heard a lot of tragedy coming from there. And he just is like, well, as a former scoutmaster and Eagle Scout, you know, maybe they do something the others didn't. But the point being, life is complicated.
It
and
is.
The journalists know that, but they don't want it. They want there to be heroes and villains because they have plenty of heroes. They just are looking for the villain in this story, whether that's Donald Trump or someone else.
I want to give people a little bit of flavor, and I know you've already written about this, but Ethan, play cut number 32. This is George Stephanopoulos showing what an idiot he can be.
Maria, we're also learning that there were significant staffing shortfalls at the National Weather Service's offices in the region.
You know, George, as of right now, the local county officials really didn't want to address that just yet. What they are telling us is they expected between 4 and 6 inches of rain. That is what weather experts told them, the National Weather Service as well. They also knew that in remote locations, they might get anywhere from 8 to 10 inches. But this amount of rain in such a short amount of time, it was very difficult to navigate. And when the Department of Homeland Security Secretary was here just yesterday, she acknowledged this was an issue. She was going to take these concerns to the White House as well and try and see if there was anything they could do to revamp the system. She says the president is committed to it.
So it's one of those kind of things where they said, she said to George, hey, this is something that nobody could have seen. I mean, I think they talked about 20 feet in 2 hours. I don't know how you prepare for that.
Yeah, there's a time-lapse video going around at one point somewhere else along the river, and it's just simply stunning because it was within, like, less than an hour, and you watch the people crawl up the line, crawl up the road, and it just, this story, I mean, I said to a friend in the administration that we deal with a lot of stuff. We deal with a lot of stuff, but this one just grinds my gears at Newsbusters because we hear the media blame conservatives, blame Donald Trump for this, that, and the other. But this, you know, so many young girls at a Christian camp, the owner of the camp, whom many alumni said was like a father to them, passes away trying to save them. Other heroic kinds of stories for them to play politics in this is just pathetic. And, you know, you had somebody at CNN, Juliette Kayyem, worked in the Obama DHS, suggested, yeah, disasters are political, basically, and we should kind of therefore get over it because it's political to fight for resources. I don't think, and I know you know this in elected politics, that's not how we should view things. That's not how we should view, you know, disaster relief and helping people in genuine need. I'm sure if you're the locals there, they can't wait for the national journalists to actually leave because, right, you know, the press conference this morning, you had CNN and ABC reporters completely derail it, trying to go down this road about who didn't do what they were supposed to do. And they didn't want anything to do with it. So they just kept yelling at them. And that just so maddening.
We played some of that audio earlier where they went after the sheriff of trying to answer all these questions where were you at this time and when did you find out about this? And it's like, look, these people, to your point, they live in that community. It's not a big community. And if you grow up in small towns, like I never lived in a town over 4,000 people until I went to college. Everybody knows everybody. So you know those first responders are connected, maybe family, to those girls or those campers, the people who were in that area, they were connected to them and they lost people who were close to them. So just the tone deafness to go after them at this time, there's questions that need to be answered. I give you that. This isn't the time, but boy, they keep asking them.
They're cavalier.
Yeah.
They were so cavalier about it. And as I was just saying, that those reporters in that sound you played, two of them were CNN and the other was from ABC News. None of them actually live in the community. All three, one lives in Los Angeles, one lived down in along the border there to cover the school shooting, but is otherwise in New York, and then the other, I believe, is based in Miami. So none of them are actually based in the community that will have to deal with the trees and the mud in the aftermath of this. But, you know, I think this also comes down to people are such drama llamas, and they want stories to be fit into such neat little boxes like soap operas sometimes. But that's not what happened here. It was just a confluence of events that were tragic. Sure, we can do better. But, you know, and when you go to summer camp, having no technology, that's also kind of the point.
Yeah, exactly.
To be away from that.
You're supposed to unplug. Hey, we're talking with Curtis Houck from Newsbusters at Media Research Center. Curtis, you deal with this all the time. You watch the news media for a living and cover all this stuff. Are you seeing it get any better, or is it getting it worse? Because it feels like it's getting worse. But I would think people are seeking out different news sources these days because they're getting tired of the stuff they're getting from ABC and CBS and NBC and the others.
Well, that's why I will always say that the internet is a net positive for all the litany of issues and screen time and those sorts of things. It's a net positive when it comes to media consumption because, while yes, there's disinformation concerns out there and foreign hostile actors, I think the choice, the diversity of viewpoints, the diversity of opinion and perspectives, being able to grasp basic facts at our fingertips will always be net positive, you know, and I encourage people to check out all kinds of different things. I go back to something Glenn Beck said during his Fox News days in the late 2000s when I would come home from school and watch it. That's how much I'm dating myself here. He said, always do your own homework, you know, do your own homework. I'm giving you the facts, but this could just be my opinion. Go look it up and confirm it for yourself. And we try to tell people that here at Newsbusters, whether it's, I would say News Nation is an example of one that I can put on when I'm home with my wife that I'm not going to throw the remote at all the time, or your local news, those kinds of things, or just not have it on at all. Yeah, they are losing their oomph, but they still have that star power and the legacy brand. They still don't get it. And if they're not being serious, they're being superficial. So it's hard to determine what's worse sometimes. Biased political hacks or completely like mind-melding idiocy where it just feels like we're becoming dumber by the second with celebrity news or, you know, deals and steals every day. Those kinds of mindless, not even mindless, just mind-sucking entertainment.
What's the biggest thing that's kind of irked you about the media today? The biggest thing that you've seen going on today? Because Trump's been talking quite a bit, so I know there's got to be stuff out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Yeah, I mean, I think their callousness sometimes in tragedies just bothers me. You know, I go back to what my colleagues were doing right after 9/11, and even that, it took a few weeks before they settled on their narratives. I think what frustrates me is seeing how stupid they are sometimes as well. The Iran strikes, if you watch some of the channels, because we have a DVR, giant DVR system via the folks at Snapstream to figure this out, you go back and watch. They're literally just trying to figure things out too, because no one leaked it to them. So you were getting their genuine reactions. But a few days later, we start getting the leaks about the DIA and that the strikes were a failure. Oh, and then they settle on their talking points. It's very similar with COVID. We were all in this together. This virus that came from China, we're going to get through this. We don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to get through this. But then it settled on Donald Trump is killing people. And that shows just the depravity of these folks, that they so quickly resort to a herd mentality. They do not adhere to the who, what, where, when, why, and how, the basic tenets of journalism that they're supposed to learn in journalism. So I would just say and also respect for the First Amendment, that we all are the First Amendment, and we have a right to say you suck, and it's not a death threat.
You know, Curtis, I was talking about, I have a friend of mine who started a new candy company, and it's called Bite Me. And I think that's kind of my thing for the news media these days, is I'm kind of right there on that. It's great infused candy, though. So you got to love that. That's Curtis Half, man. I appreciate you spending some time with us today, and I hope your Tuesday ends up really well.
All right. You too, Mike. Thanks.
I appreciate it. That is Curtis Half. He is the managing editor at Newsbusters at a media research lab. One more thing. Sue's going to talk about this with traffic coming up in just a second, but the weather's kind of moving through. It's going to get bad quickly, so keep your eye on the radar, literally, and if you're in one of those low-lying areas, not meaning to hit on this so hard, but it's one of those kind of things with what happening in Texas is definitely top of mind. It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.